Daryl Evans has been a long-time leader of the budgeting scene here in Mangere. And it's great to have him on the program again. I don't know quite how long you've been there at Mangere Budgeting there. Daryl, how long's it been, mate? Can I wear?
I'm in my 22nd year.
Well, there we go. No wonder. Yeah. You and I go back deep. It's good to catch up with you again, mate. Thanks for joining us. Well, as the lockdown in Tamaki continues, our whānau continue to struggle. There are calls for more support from the government for struggling families. You would know that more than most. What are you noting in the community, Daryl?
Well, we opened our food bank 8 years ago out of the need for families who would normally try and get food from places like the City Mission or the Salvation Army, but often if you lived in Mangere or South Auckland, it was difficult to get to those places to pick up the kai. So over the last 8 years, we've averaged numbers of around 200, 250 food parcels a week. Last year, through the first COVID, we did around 36,000 food parcels in a 12-week period. And this year, it's lower numbers in actual fact, Dale. And the reason for that is last year there was around 6 food banks across the greater Auckland region, and there's now close to 59, 60. So the numbers of pop-up food banks are sort of growing by the day. But currently our numbers are around, we're doing anywhere around 14 to 1700 a week, which is still 6 or 7 times more than we normally do. But one thing that I can absolutely confirm is demand for food is growing on a daily basis. In actual fact, the number one phone call, email, text message, or social media message that we receive is also always families. And that's Māori, Pacifica, and every other ethnicity. This lockdown is impacting all members of our community. But of course, we all know it does hit Māori particularly hard.
And what does it say, really, about what sort of nation we've become? The haves and the have-nots. Prices have risen every time you go to the checkout. Wages haven't. And it must be very demoralising for people who would normally, you know, battle away with trying to keep their households going. You know, we're proud people, and yet here we are having to come to get support with food parcels. And also, mate, you're a budgeting service. You weren't, you know, set up to be a food bank. What does it say about our approach to life here over the generations, in fact, that have seen such a gulf between the haves and have-nots of our country?
Well, what I will say, our number one message is to anybody listening to your radio show and others, is we consistently say to people there is no whakama, there is no shame in putting your hand up and asking for help. At the end of the day, we need to ensure that every child, every moko tamariki across the country is well fed. But you're right, we've seen just in the last couple of weeks, we've seen food prices at the supermarkets go up on average 17%. In actual fact, stats are showing that families are spending 20%+ of their income towards groceries. If you then add in the factor that those renting privately are paying about 60% of the weekly income to the landlord, there's virtually nothing left over to put kai on the table. We study 1,500 families every year. Last year, families, and we call a family of four, just as an example. A family of four was able to spend $83 a week on kai. This year, it's down to 39. And that's if you've even got the 39 left over. So I've been reflecting on my life. I grew up in an extremely impoverished household. There were 9 kids, great parents, but very, very little money. And I came to Aotearoa because I was looking for a better life. And I thank God daily that I found it. But in those days, 32 years ago, this was the land of milk and honey. And unfortunately, due to a range of factors, we're a low-wage economy. You know, we've seen terrible things such as, you know, COVID. We've now got Delta and numbers are sort of fluctuating up and down on a daily basis. But the reality is we now have those people living in our communities who otherwise would never have asked for food and visited a food bank. So it is an indictment. We need to do more to ensure that our wages are reflective of the cost of living. When you're paying you know, 60% of your income, you are never going to get ahead. And those families living with Kayang Ora, you know, formerly Housing New Zealand, they pay 25% of their income. Now, they tread water. They're certainly not living flash lives, but they are treading water. When you're paying 20% of your income on food and then 60% to the landlord, the armbands do not keep you afloat. And so we are now seeing desperate families. We're seeing families who otherwise would call us, you know, once in a blue moon. They're now ringing us every 3 or 4 days because on average, that's the length, you know, a food pass would normally last somebody sort of 4 or 5 days. So people are going cap in hand, as well as trying to navigate the support they can get from the Ministry of Social Development.
Well, we know there are desperate circumstances there for many. Has this put the budgeting side of your mahi on the back burner while you look at the desperation faced by households daily?
So we're certainly trying to do what we can with regards to, you know, making sure that people are managing their incomes. We're providing over-the-phone assistance and video, you know, messaging and Zoom. That's if you've got access to a computer or a mobile, for example. So we're doing what we can in that area. But for me and my team at the moment, what we're focusing on, and the focus has to be on making sure that no child in this country goes hungry. And we cannot remember, we've got single people coming for food parcels. We've got our pensioners. We've got the homeless. There's a range of people coming. And unfortunately, even the workers, because a lot of workers are still not receiving 100% of their wages every week. Through job subsidies, some of the workers tell us that they're down to 60% or 80% of their normal income. So if you're missing 20 or 40% of your wages, that's normally the icing on the cake that bought the food. People are coming because they simply have nothing left over to put good kai on the table. Now, I do have to acknowledge the support that we've received from the Ministry of Social Development and from organisations like Kiwi Harvest and the New Zealand Food Network. But the reality is, it's never enough. We are grateful, but we always need more. And the reason we need more is because more and more people on a daily basis realizing that they're struggling. You know, just in the last couple of weeks, power bills have started coming in. We've had a really cold winter, so those bills are higher than usual. Some people are telling us they can't afford to put gas in the car to get to work or to, you know, sort of get to the shops, etc. So unfortunately, everything is going up but wages. And so that's something that the government most definitely has to reflect on. And we have to, you know, we've got to do what we can to make sure that those with the greatest need are fed first, but also remembering that, and I emphasize this strongly because we're blessed in New Zealand to have great charities, budgeting services. We're a non-judgmental organization. We do have to ask questions to ensure that we're giving food to those with the greatest need. But there is absolutely 100% no whakama. I recall as a child my parents having to ask for help. And without it, us kids would go hungry. And we all agree that no child in New Zealand, which is not a third world country, and yet in some circumstances, families are living in conditions that are not acceptable. And lack of food is one area that we are adamant, alongside other great organisations across the country, we will ensure that we feed those with real need.
Darren, keep up the good work. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us on E Te Rangi Wāte. All the best to you, your whānau, and indeed the thousands of people that you've been helping over the years, and particularly in this time. Darrell Evans heads the Mangere Budgeting Service. If you need some help, give him a ring. Thanks, Darrell.